I imagine an America that wakes up with hope and truly just believes in love again. It's going to make me tear up. But I just would love to be in an America that you wake up and you're just excited to be there and you feel safe to be there. Yeah. That's making me cry. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
How about you?
I imagine an America where we feel welcome.
Yeah.
Where people come and they go to our streets and they walk down the streets and they feel safe. And mm-hmm. they feel welcomed. And where we really embrace our history. I've been thinking a lot lately about my own personal history. My grandmother just passed away. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the strongest women I've ever met in my entire life. She was a refugee 2 times. Mm. She was also a Nazi sympathizer. And Ooh. So I have this history of both being the oppressor and the oppressed in my family.
Wow.
And to me, I've been thinking a lot about what that heritage is. And part of the reason why I'm interested in social justice work is because I don't have a heritage of it.
Hmm.
And I'm very aware that my family has sometimes been on the wrong side of things. And so, like, how can we embrace our difficult histories and talk about them? And how the America I want to imagine is where we talk about our histories and we talk about our dreams. Mm-hmm. And we talk about those things across our cultural differences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's so amazing that you can say that and it's okay for you to be vulnerable and say that. I want my students to reach that. I mean, we're talking about these Confederate statues, Confederate naming of things, and these students sometimes are just so closed off about, like, they don't want to even know the story of why these pieces of art were put there. So, but you've gotten there. You can acknowledge that you have a past that isn't pretty, but that's okay. You know, how do we help others understand that that's okay? Yeah.